Hachette Audio presents We Are Not Broken, written and read by George M. Johnson.
This book is dedicated to Louise Kennedy Evans Elder, the woman who my cousins and I affectionately called Nanny. My grandmother, our matriarch, our friend. Nanny, you gave all of yourself to us at many points, at the expense of your own health. As cancer attacked your body 6 different times over the span of 40 years, you never lost your unwavering belief in God and the afterlife. Although your body is no longer in the physical world, we know that your spirit lives on. Death isn't real, and you are still with us as a new form of life. May your many lessons live through us so that we may be a gift to future generations, just as you were to us while here on this earth. Author's note. Tamir Rice was 12 years old when he was killed by police officers who mistook his toy gun for a real one. It's a story that's all too familiar. I, too, was a black boy who played with toy guns. My cousins Raul and Rasul and my little brother Garrett were black boys who played with toy guns. All 4 of us got the speech early on about how unsafe it was for us to do the same things as our white friends. It was a reminder of the danger in our simple existence. Black boys don't have it easy in American society. We face many systems of oppression that tend to harden us, forcing us to lock in our emotions and exist in a state of near-constant internal rage. These systems become pipelines to our trauma, pipelines that many of us never make it out of. Though this trauma and adversity often beat down our spirits, we may be bruised, but we are not broken. We Are Not Broken is a window into the lives of Little Raul, Rasul, Garrett, and I, 4 black boys growing up in the small city of Plainfield, New Jersey, under the supervision of our grandmother Nanny. We were 4 imaginative kids who were allowed the freedom to be individuals and the agency to make decisions rather than be told there was only one way. Centered on our adolescence, these stories discuss masculinity, racism, religion, violence, blackness, and, most importantly, black joy. In addition, these stories journey into black womanhood and the narrative of the black grandmother, a figure that has often been the cornerstone of progress and love in our community.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?